Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Ryan Castle on the way. Once again, we'll send Spence. They've got the top 10 pop singers doing rock songs. First time, though, for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've
got mail.
Now we got one for you from today. Gentlemen, a steamy Seattle summer afternoon to all of you. I'm a realtor locally. It's common for younger clients to ask me if anyone has died in whatever particular house we're looking at. Well, unless someone has died in a probably horrifying and well-publicized way, there really aren't any records to find out. Unless I do have specific knowledge, I usually tell them I don't know. And in Washington, it is not required for sellers to disclose anything they know about deaths or murders in a home. Different story, by the way, in California. Truth is, if you occupy a home that was built prior to the 50s, someone, hell, probably many people have passed away in the house. Not necessarily in a nefarious way, but people used to go to the hospital to die. So if you can't live with this knowledge, buy a brand new home. But good luck in this market. God bless all the buyers out there, and may the odds be in your favor. That from Dan.
Dan, look, the next time someone asks, just say, man, I don't know, probably.
Mm-hmm. Guys, let me get a birthday shout-out to my son, Cyrus. He is turning 7 years old today. How about an original fish sandwich and Coach Ted telling him how awesome being seven is? Thanks, fellas. That from Jordan.
To Oregon fish sandwich.
A lot of times Coach thinks about the best year of his life. It was probably being seven. Summertime in seven. Slip and slides.
Oh,
yeah. Popsicles.
Oh.
Ice cream on Friday nights.
Hell yeah.
Root beer floats on Saturdays.
Preach.
Seven is a hell of a year, son. You're going to love it.
Water slides, Action Park, the whole thing.
Don't go to Action Park.
Do not go. Guys, please have a Coach Ted hype up my son. He will be 9 today, headed to Tucson, Arizona. Hype him up on staying cool in that heat down there if you could, Coach.
Tucson, huh? It's going to be warm down there. Now, the good news is, it's Arizona. There's a chance you're somewhere near a pool, and the place probably has air conditioning. Coach's advice? Minimize the amount of time you're outside and put on some sunscreen. You don't want to get sunburned.
That's good advice.
Yes, stay inside, homie.
Guys, it's your friend Jen there from sunny Orange County, California. Today is my 39th birthday. My boyfriend still doesn't listen to the show, so can I get a, she's got a roof that don't leak, and the dirty Germans. Thanks, guys, and cheers.
She's got a roof that don't leak.
It's not going to leak anyway because I don't even rain down there.
Yeah, I'm sorry that your boyfriend does not listen to this show, but that is okay. Tonight we will celebrate. Let me massage your sex knuckles.
To be honest, this is what I think it is. I think she's a Baltimore person originally. So I see her all the time on the Instagram with the Orioles hat on. It's these Angels games.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that. God.
Yeah, it's good if you're from Baltimore. That means you're happy to have crabs.
Yeah, maybe we'll go to the Berry Farms.
Guys, love the show. Listened for many moons now. Thank you for providing the comic relief we've needed through the tough times. It is my husband Chris's 45th birthday. Could you give him a big old happy Chinooka? And can Coach Ted give him a pep talk about having to make a four-hour commute sometimes? Thank you so much, guys. That from his loving wife, Lori.
Happy Chinooka.
What's the name, Moss?
His name is Chris, and he is 45 years old.
All right, Chris, listen. Nobody wants to make a four-hour commute. But that's not why you're doing it. You're doing it for this wife. I don't know if you guys got kids. I'm sure you got a home, probably a nice home, because obviously it's outside the city and it takes a lot of traffic to get there. But that's what the 4-hour commute is. Now, luckily for us, you can listen to us for 4 hours, and that'll get you through that commute.
I've done that commute before, that 4-hour commute from JBLM to Tacoma.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. God, that traffic's awful.
It's not that far.
I can walk.
It's a 4-hour commute.
Yeah. Guys, my wife's birthday is today. She's 51. Can she get a shout-out with the Dirty Germans and some turtle sex, too? Her name is Tony Marie. Thanks, bitches. And rock on that from William.
Yeah, Tony Marie, for your birthday, we will make music together. Just bring your fart box.
See, it's kind of like an accordion. So you have to press it a few times and see what comes out.
Yeah.
Well, you just have to squeeze it, Miles.
Yeah.
And push the little buttons.
You ever do that to a cat?
Where am I doing that?
Just to freak him out.
Boop.
And put it in your face.
No, I have not.
Need to get a cat. Guys, today is my
Mike's
mom's birthday. Shelly is 54 years young. She's the best mom anyone can ask for, and even though she's only 5'4", she can still kick my 6'3" butt. Please wish her a happy birthday with an original fish sandwich. Thanks, guys. That from Nick.
To her, I get a fish sandwich.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you. I have a couple extra emails here. Guys, a random question. Who did you know that had a weird pet from yesterday? Reminded me, my science teacher in school had an iguana in his classroom. It was just kind of his thing. They cannot climb down trees, so they'll just fall from them. So whenever the iguana wanted to take the 5 or 6 foot cage he was in and get down, he would just fall. So in the middle of a science lecture, you'd hear a giant conk on him hitting the bottom floor of the wooden cage. Don't know how old the iguana was, but I know it passed away a few years ago. So RIP to that legend. Guys, when I was a kid, this is a crazy email. My kids were part of a program. My folks were part of a program that takes in exotic animals. If they got to a big enough size, we would send them to a zoo or a wildlife breeding program. We had all sorts of crazy animals over the years. Crocodiles, caimans, a Komodo dragon, a Nile monitor lizard, pythons, rattlesnakes, and many more that I can't remember. Our garage was converted into a rat and bunny farm so we could feed all the animals. The basement was a giant African fruit bat enclosure.
Jesus.
With around 30 huge bats flying around and hanging from the mesh ceiling. All that is left now is the cool newspaper clippings of my family passing these animals off to the zoos and endangered animal breeding programs. Also, my old man is trying for the world record catfish. Bad cat is almost 4 feet long. That from Red. Does that mean he is trying to...
He's got a basement with a catfish aquarium?
That's what I'm trying to think. He's got
know.
A pond that he's feeding a catfish.
Dude, that's a giant fruit bat. I mean,
we move on to food, and the subject is haggis. Guys, I was catching up on yesterday's show via the podcast on the Odyssey app. The long drive back from Wales to Liverpool, Ted mentioned he wanted to try haggis, but Thrill had no inclination. I'll say this much. Haggis is worth trying. It's not my favorite food in the whole wide world, but it's far better than what it sounds like or what people think it be like. It's basically the Scottish equivalent to Scrabble. You guys are from the East Coast, except Mike, and if you like Scrabble, you probably like haggis. Same principle. Take the parts of the sheep that you normally would throw out, mince it up real, real fine, then cook it in a stew or stock, steel-cut oats, gravy, onions, and spices. It's basically a savory meat porridge, and it tastes far better than it looks. For what it's worth,
it's got to.
You don't need the stomach lining that it's cooked in. I've never seen it in the U.S. at all, so good luck finding it at your friendly neighborhood Puget Sound Chipotle. But it's as common in Scotland as grits are in the U.S. South, so if you find your way over here, once the plague is over, give it a try. Later, bitches, that from Sean in England.
That's fair. We were talking about Scrapple earlier. And
yeah.
Right. I'll eat Scrapple. Ted, you've eaten Scrapple. So, yeah. Right, if haggis is up, it is what it is.
Yeah, until I saw his email, I didn't even think about that. I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds almost like exactly the same.
You know why? But you made a good point, because we're used to Scrapple. And then once you're back to computer, like, right, we're eating. It's called Scrapple.
Scrapple is, though, I mean, there's very few foods that are that dark.
Agreed.
I mean, it's just a little black
it's
pot.
It's gray. Guys, let's see here. As far as when food did me wrong. Guys, back during my fourth final year of OBGYN residency, chief resident year, I became engaged. We went to buy the ring, had a lovely seafood dinner out afterward, and both of us spent the night with explosive and very painful diarrhea. It was food poisoning. I was on a call the next day, but the worst seemed to be over. So I somehow drove the 5 to 6 miles to the L.A. County Hospital, the one where they took Tiger Woods, by the way, feeling just like death. Staggered in and up to the elevator to the 7th floor for my rounds. Pulse was 180, blood pressure 80 over 40, and apparently I looked as bad as I felt. So one of the junior residents started an IV and hooked up a liter of saline with an IV pole to hang on to as we walked the wards for rounds. After that first liter, I felt better, so they hung a second. But by then, my rounds were done, and the residents found another chief to cover me for the day. So I drove home with the IV bag hanging from the rearview mirror and infusing into my arm as I drove. I wonder what the local cops would have thought if they spotted that. True story. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. And one more, when food did me dirty. Ola Bichola's the trickler once again. I know I'm a couple days late on this, when food did me dirty. So around 2005, I had a roommate named Jason. I walked across the street and got my usual Chinese food order, chicken and broccoli and pork lo mein. Well, the roomie, he never tried Chinese food before and asked how I could eat those twigs and sticks. Well, I chowed down as usual. About an hour later, I was freezing my ass off like I was in Siberia, but sweating like I was in the Sahara, standing over the heater with a blanket around me. Eventually, I was projectile spewing Chinese food from both ends.
Ooh.
Finally got to sleep, woke up to Jason with a mirror under my nose to see if I was still breathing. I had not moved apparently at all in over 12 hours. He thought I was dead. Took over a year to get over that case of food poisoning. And during its course, I lost 45 pounds.
Damn.
Took years before I could even smell Chinese food without engaging in the involuntary personal protein evacuation. Rock on, bitches. Much love from Hornell, New York, and Trickler.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is. Oh, my cast is in the house,
Look at that.
Huge news. What a day. You came in here screaming this morning with excitement because the men's room koozie's out.
Yes. And that is the reason I am just brimming with excitement.
I know. You came in, you're like, dude.
Yes, because there are a few things I enjoy more than a cold beverage or a warm hand.
Yeah. The excitement. Did you
play your cards right? You get both.
Miles, did you check your email? No, not yet. Why? The men's room koozie is
out. Men's room koozie.
Not only did I show up to tell you about it, but I showed up actually with koozies in hand.
I know. Yeah. And you know what?
He had a really big box that was 5% full of koozies.
The rest of them were t-shirts for the morning show.
First thing I did this morning, I knew it was going to be hot.
Box. Like, what the hell, man?
Same guy makes both.
Okay. It was going to be hot, so I went to the grocery store early this morning. Yeah. I got a 6-pack of Fresca ready to rock. I can sit down on my deck, you know what I mean, with a men's room koozie and keep that bad boy cold.
How about a Fresca?
Right.
It'll keep your hot things hot, too.
Yes, it will.
You know, if it's 95 degrees this weekend and you feel like just having some, like, hot stew, you could totally do that and just put that hot dish right in
the koozie.
Yeah. Sip it on soup.
You can buy
men's room soup koozie.
You can buy one
it's
or you can...
It's 95 degrees. You know what sounds good? Beef stew.
Yeah. Go to the rock shop. You can either buy one or you can buy a 6-pack of them.
Get a 6-pack. Get a deal.
Party at your house, you know what I mean? You're handing out tabs and Diet Colas, you know what I mean?
Totally. And Frescas.
Well, look, you can use them for beer. I just wanted to specify. I didn't want people specifying that they were just for beer. You can use these things for anything.
No. It's that versatile?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's a koozie of the future.
You know who else likes warm hands and a cold beverage? Young people that can't drink.
What are you really here for?
No, so pretty exciting news today. Metallica's Black Album came out in 1991, so it will turn 37 years old this fall. Also, Jesus. I'm not good at math.
Yeah.
It's the 30th anniversary of Metallica's Black Album. So rather than just putting out the remastered Black Album, which they are going to do.
Of course.
With the new glamour shots and the digital remaster and all of that stuff. But they've had 50 artists from around the world, cross genres, language barriers, all cover their favorite songs from Metallica's Black Album.
Did they solicit this, or was it more like, hey man, some people are covering it?
They solicited this, so this is what's cool. So all of these, and some of it's obvious, like Corey Taylor, right? right? And,
right, right.
And Volbeat and Ghost, like all of these make sense. But then they get into like Spanish language artists. There's some pop artists in here, like St. Vincent does a Metallica song.
Metallica's huge around the world.
Metallica's huge around the world. Everybody knows Metallica. Everybody loves Metallica. Here's the other cool thing. So only a couple of these songs have been released so far. And we're going to get into like pop bands doing rock covers today on Sit and Spin. And I'm going to hit you with the with one of the Metallica songs for number one a little bit later on. But so all of these songs, all of the proceeds from these songs are going to go to Metallica's All Within My Hands Foundation. So if you stream it, you download it, you whatever,
right,
you're putting money in there, kitty. And then I think they're going to give all of the rights to all of these songs to these artists.
Really?
Like a few years down the road. So St. Vincent gets to keep her Metallica cover.
Okay. Did you see the box set? It's tons of live shows.
Huge. Yeah.
It's got acoustic covers on it.
Nobody knows how to get in your pocket like Metallica. That's a fact.
Guitar.
We all know that.
Guitar,
that's
I don't know.
That's not me taking shots. Yeah. They are real good.
Read today that Kiss is introducing.
Oh, wait. And then
Cold
there's Kiss.
Gin 47 years after the song came out.
And they don't even drink.
Right. I know.
They don't drink.
Now you can get Paul Stanley's Love Gun, too.
So today on Sit and Spin, we've got 10 pop artists covering rock songs.
Yes.
Correct?
Number 10.
I feel like I'm at a high school production that I desperately want to leave.
So, I don't know if it's fair to call Tori Amos a pop artist, but I could not resist putting her take on Slayer's Raining Blood in today's
Wow!
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah.
It's dark. Yeah. You thought Slayer's Raining Blood was dark? Wait till Tori Amos does Raining Blood. It's dark.
Yeah.
This is... Bleeding its horror, she makes it sad. You don't want to bang your head with Slayer. No, yeah, but
this is the music they play in a movie when you're opening up the door and there's like four dead bodies.
Yeah, this is when the mom deer dies in the Disney movie.
That's how you get everybody out of the bar. Last call. Yeah.
These are 10 pop artists that are doing rock songs.
Number 9. As you are, as you were, as I want you to be.
You know, artists came out of the woodwork during the pandemic to make things better. And then there was Post Malone.
Oh, he did a great job.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job. Yeah. So this was the Post Malone Nirvana concert that he did early in the pandemic last year when they did.
He did the whole album.
Did like 15 Nirvana songs or something.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I dig Post Malone, man. Yeah. And he had one of my favorite quotes. They asked him about all the tattoos on his face. And he was straight up about it. He said, I'm ugly. It didn't matter. He was like, seriously, it didn't matter what I did to my face. Nobody liked it anyway.
That's why I grew a beard.
10 pop artists covering rock songs on Sit and Spin.
Number 8.
So this was actually a number one song in the UK in, I want to say like 1998. The band is All Saints.
They were massive.
The take on Under the Bridge.
It's better than Under the Bridge.
I was going to say, I'm a Chili Peppers fan, and this is way better than their version of the song.
Yeah, they got a couple of samples of Flea's bass riff in here, too. It's a cool take.
That's the best part.
It's a cool take on the song.
10 pop artists doing rock bands.
Number 7.
You know this song, girl.
Welcome to the Holiday Inn. Don't forget Thursday night's Rib Night.
Just welcoming all the fans in who just left the Black Sabbath concert at the Tacoma Dome.
How y'all doing tonight? Don't forget Happy Hour starts here in about 5 minutes. Appetizers, half up.
Yeah, so that's the Cardigans doing Sabbath Bloody Sabbath.
Wow. 10.
They made that dark ass song sound real sweet.
Yeah. 10 pop artists covering rock on Sin.
Number 6.
When you were young and your heart was enough.
This is what I'm convinced of. You can be Wings, who did this originally, right? You can be Guns N' Roses, tremendous band. Whoever the hell this is, it's impossible to make this song good. It cannot be done. It's just not.
Who is this?
This is a Jerry Halliwell, Ginger Spice, I believe she was. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was Ginger.
Yeah, she was.
Dead note.
Yeah, she was. Everywhere.
And she meant it.
Everywhere.
She's married to the guy that runs Red Bull Racing.
Is she? Okay.
Yeah, so I've seen her a lot more now.
Sure.
So
everything's red with her.
Jerry, how also she gives you wings.
Yeah?
Huh?
Yeah?
Red wings.
Because it's a wing song. Ten pop artists covering rock songs.
Five. Number five.
The video is as bad as the song. So this is One Direction doing Wonderwall, and they're all sitting on the beach, and one of them has an acoustic guitar.
That's why this sucks so bad.
I rolled my eyes so hard when I saw this, I broke a blood vessel. It looked like I was up all night puking.
I walked into the studio earlier. Mike had this playing. I did not know what it was. I just said, dude, what the F is this?
And they're normally pretty good.
Mike looked very resigned and just said,
who?
You will find
Oasis out. Or One Direction?
Oh, you should have seen them on SNL. They brought the house down. They really did.
This song's also massive in England.
True.
Like, all the soccer fans get together, like, for different clubs, and they get drunk. And they sing Wonderwall.
Is this their Don't Stop Believing?
Basically.
Like, if I put this on in any bar in England, they'll break it.
Nobody ever opens up Don't Stop Believing with, anyway, here's Don't Stop Believing. Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
They asked Liam what Wonderwall was, or Benny's like, I don't have to know. It sounded good.
Right. That's pretty well.
These are
it's in the bank.
10 to pop artists covering rock songs on Six Spin.
Number four.
Aguilera?
Nope.
That's a good guess. I was thinking Mariah Carey when I first
heard it. Oh, Mariah Carey.
No way. Is it Mariah Carey? High and Dry?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, but this song's built for. I mean, even when it's a fine song, but even when Def Leppard does it, it's this.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. No, it is a ballad for sure. It meant perfect for a pop song.
These are 10 pop artists covering rock songs.
Number three.
Ooh. That sultry voice, that's Britney.
Is this all of Ted's favorite performances?
That's Britney.
Yeah. That's Britney doing I Love Rock and Roll. Which wasn't originally done by Joan Jett, right? She covered it. Yeah.
Crimson and Clover covers.
Yeah,
number of those.
Yeah. There you go.
These are 10 pop artists covering rock songs on Six Fifth.
Number two.
Shut up. This is why I'm not an A&R rep.
At least two members of The Who are rolling over in their graves right now. No, this is Hilary Duff doing My Generation.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Who else would do it?
Jeez.
I love her, too.
So this next jam, number one. So this is Miley Cyrus and Elton John doing Metallica. This is one of the first songs they're releasing of the Metallica covers series of Black Album.
Number one.
She can sing her ass.
How can you hate Miley Cyrus? That's why Miley Cyrus has no ass. She sang it all.
I thought Robin Thicke still had it.
Apparently Taylor Swift can also sing her ass off.
Sung her ass off.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. There you go. 10 pop artists doing rock songs. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Coming up in just a couple minutes, we will drink, we will toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman on TikTok admitted to knowing someone had died in her home, but later discovered a bloodstained imprint of a human and outline of a body drawn onto the floorboards under her carpet. I'm not working on that one because we discussed it pretty much all day today. All right. There's a couple that couldn't agree on a baby name, so they just ended up both naming her after their own grandmothers. And then split up shortly after they got pregnant.
Of course. Did they say what the names were?
They did not.
Probably older school names.
So this baby's going by two names, just depending on which parent has her?
Oh, I didn't understand that part. Bertha. I thought you meant they used one Agnes as the front and one as the middle name.
No.
Fine. You call her this, I'll call her right. That. Like, the kid needs a name.
Right. When you're with mommy, you're Agnes. When you're with daddy, you're Ruby or something like that.
Whatever's on the birth certificate technically is correct, right?
I mean, that's how they get, even if there's a misprint on the birth certificate.
From your social security number on down, all those things.
How long do you have to fill out that birth certificate?
3 days? 4 days?
Okay.
It's something like that. You know, they encourage you to get it done, but most people go in at least with an idea.
Yeah,
it's a couple names to pick from.
Maybe just don't fall out. You know what I mean? You got some time to kind of think, hey, this is a logical decision we need to make.
We got to call it something.
Yeah.
Are you going to be that petty?
Much like the people who want to know the sex of the baby, just so they have the right color scheme in mind when they get the room ready to bring the baby home.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because that matters.
Exactly.
Apparently, they're one of my grandma's names. First name. Like, Mimi, we always called her Mimi.
You don't know her first name?
No. I mean, it's my mom's mom. I don't know that I've ever even heard my mother say her actual name.
I know we had Lois, and we called her Nell. I believe her full name was Nellie May. Believe it or not, she's from Texas.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and Grandma Smith was Seely.
I got a Verna and a Sue.
I had a Betty on mom's side, and I had Antoinette or Nettie on dad's side.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. A dog was rushed to the vet after his owner found two lumps on his chest, thinking that it was cancer. They were his nipples.
Oh, man. Oh, I've seen those in jugs.
Damn, buddy.
My dog has cancer.
Like, whoa.
Your dog has nipples.
Yes. I actually heard another story of a woman that brought her dog in similar situations. Like, he's got these growths on his stomach. She starts tugging. She's like, I can't get them off. And the vet was like, stop. Those are his nipples. Quit trying to rip off your dog's nipples.
Do you ever not realize that male animals have nipples?
Right.
They're nipples.
No.
I would just assume if you're an adult anyway and you get a dog, you recognize they have nipples.
Right. Bro,
you know where they are.
Yeah, you have nipples.
Right.
You think that dog deep down loved it when she talked to his nipples? Yeah.
Make him purr like a kitty.
I'm not gonna lie, it's the first time you run your hand over one of those doggone things, but then you realize what it is.
I want to get someone who can read Braille. Like, what does my dog's belly say?
Man, my grandparents had a dog that I think she was a breeder dog because she had
saggy ones.
Oh, man.
Man, maybe it's just me. There are a few things as ugly in the world to me. I mean, you have like a pregnant dog, or maybe they just gave birth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like all they're just dragging across the ground.
Yeah. It's like tornadoes about to touch. You know what I mean? Like coming out of the cloud, you see a one funnel cloud.
Six funnel clouds.
There's nine. You know what I mean?
God, it's soft little stalactites hanging off the tummy there.
It's like an upside-down mountain range.
And it's always just swaying.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I always see him coming up the street in my neighborhood. It's like, oh, here
you have no shame?
Put a shirt on, God.
Yeah. Vet, can you do a nip-tuck for me on this guy?
Scratch little cookie sides, and all of a sudden that finger gets just a little bit too low. Yeah. Couples that blamed the pandemic for their relationship issues are now much happier.
Well, if that's legitimately what led to your problems, then that's probably a good sign.
Hey, we can get away from each other. All right. Now we're happier again.
That goes a long, long way.
Everybody needs a little time to themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, nobody was prepared to be stuck in a house, even if you're married with the same person, you know? I mean,
exactly.
There were so many people that couldn't go to work.
Yeah.
Need to breathe it out, man. Need to breathe.
Which gives you more respect to people who live out in the middle of nowhere and are perfectly happy and alone. You know what I mean? You're like, they basically kind of live that.
They're like,
that means you really, really do enjoy the relationship.
What's everybody complaining about? It ain't so bad. Well, let's see here. A new survey found.
You have a terrible accent like that.
It's not so bad.
It ain't so bad. Minor.
Live that all by yourself. It's cute. A new survey found that most people will still use cash despite all the pandemic hubbub.
Yeah, I like using cash. It's just easier, man.
It is.
And for me, it just controls how much I'm going to spend.
Right. Sometimes. And if you're with a group, sometimes it's easier just instead of...
Yes.
Everybody's putting in a card, like, here's $40.
Right. That should cover my cash, right. Yeah.
It just feels better to have cash, too. Like, I know that there's money in my bank account, but just for some reason, having cash in my pocket just feels better.
I think it's more fun to mug people than have cash.
That's right.
If you're on a budget and you need spending cash, it's a hell of a lot easier to budget with cash.
Right.
Because sometimes that card can get out of control, but if you have cash, it's X amount of money. When the cash is gone, cash is gone.
Absolutely.
So if you say, take $200 out for the week, when it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah,
plus, most businesses, I would think, prefer cash, if only because when you get the cash, you don't have to pay a charge for that.
Exactly.
Right?
Wingstop is launching a new offshoot called Thigh Stop.
Disappointing. It's not a strip club. That's really my position. I understand what you're doing.
Give me them thighs.
Hold on. Can't Wingstop just offer thighs?
No.
They have to make their own?
Yeah, it's going to be a thigh stop.
Can you imagine if KFC did that? Like KFC drummies.
Right.
Every place was
right.
We'll have drummies. That's all we got.
Yeah, but KFC's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right.
Yeah. Wingstop's whole thing was wings.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then they're getting into the thigh game.
Right. So we gotta tell people if not. Well, plus also I think some of them are gonna run out of wings.
Oh God, that's a good point.
Yeah. But more to Miles's point. You know, if I'm driving down the road and I feel like some delicious chicken and then I see a thigh stop, well, maybe I like the wings. Maybe I like the breast. Maybe I like the back. I don't know. But all I can get is thighs here? Come on now.
Wait till they open breast stop.
You couldn't get any other chicken before. All you get was wings.
Well, right. That's why you add the thighs to the list. Boom, look at our new thighs.
Look at our new thighs. Oh, we got thighs now.
Called wings and thigh stop.
I'm an expert marketer,
breast
man.
Stop?
Breast stop. That's what I was thinking.
It's going to be fantastic.
It is.
Thighs are great.
It's going to be great. I'm in.
Have you seen the commercial?
No.
It's pretty. So Rick Ross owns a bunch of Wingstops.
All right.
And they're just like, hey, there's a shortage. It's like, I guess no more hustling. Now we doing thighs now.
That's right. We're in.
Or at least call it Juicy Thighs.
Thigh Stop still does sound like a place you'd spend dollar bills to watch ladies dance.
On Route 66.
Welcome to Thigh Stop.
Get in between.
An annual study ranks the most patriotic states in America by looking at 13 different factors like voting rates, how many veterans and active members of the military are there, and how many people volunteer for things like AmeriCorps. And for you guys, I have this year's top 10 most patriotic states in time for the holidays.
Did you say military bases were included on that?
It's not one of the things that's named here. However, there's 13 factors. So military bases, I would assume, would be some sort of a factor.
If you say military personnel, typically they're concentrated around the military.
That's fair. I'll guess Florida.
Florida's not a bad guess. Ted, what are you thinking, buddy?
I don't know.
Military members, voting rates, volunteers for AmeriCorps and other things like that.
The Carolinas, Florida, Texas Washington.
I'll say Montana.
Montana, okay.
Damn.
So here are your top 10 most patriotic states in America, and it's gonna throw you off a little bit. Number 10 being Virginia.
Hmm? Yeah, Virginia. I can see that.
Is there a base in Virginia?
There's a lot of military there.
Norfolk's got a military base.
Right. Norfolk has a naval yard, but also you got to keep in mind, Northern Virginia is a suburb of Washington, D.C.
Right.
So there's a lot of federal employees that work in a lot of different ways.
That makes sense.
The Pentagon's in Northern Virginia.
Ah, very true.
That hires a lot of people. Quantico.
Arlington's got a few military things there.
All right. Number 9 are our neighbors to the south, Oregon.
Oregon. Okay.
I mean, I think some of it, too, whenever you have to deal with if it's a percentage of active duty.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be a lot of people from small towns.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely. Rural areas, you know, people trying to get out.
100%.
I had a lot of friends that just wanted to get out of West Virginia, and one of their best options was the military. So they
absolutely.
Were, you know,
top 10
the world.
Most patriotic states in America. Number 8, Minnesota.
Really?
I've never been to Minnesota, but it's big in the middle of nowhere.
But just when you think about Minnesota, you don't think a whole lot of, you know, patriots. You don't think about the guys that walk around in camo or they're wearing the American flag on a bandana.
If they're wearing camo, they're hunting.
That's true.
I mean, that's the Minnesota. I just think cold.
Exactly.
You know?
Minnesota's a weird one. Because it's super cold in the winter and hot and humid and buggy.
They're kind of that sleeper state, man. Yeah. They'll show up in everything, but you never quite focus on them big, you know, other than Vikings fans.
It's probably how they like it.
Got a lot of lakes.
Mm-hmm, indeed. Number 7, Wyoming.
Yeah. I think that's based on Ted's theory about just being in a rural area.
Sure. Small town area. Most patriotic states, again, this is by factors like voting rates, how many veterans and active members of the military are there, how many people volunteer for things like AmeriCorps. Number 6, North Dakota.
Okay.
That's another one where it's just, is it just small towns?
Oh, Bismarck is a, I guess, a reasonably sized, middle-sized town.
I think it might just be the biggest city there.
And Fargo is...
I only know Fargo because of the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you know the names of these cities and these states, but these are small, small towns.
Yeah, absolutely. Number five, New Hampshire.
Really?
Yes.
Live free or die, right?
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, when you go there, the attitude does not reflect the license plate. You know what I mean? When you go to New Hampshire, not everywhere, but it seems kind of hoity-toity. They seem to lean more into Virginia, so.
All right.
Yeah. The only time I've been in New Hampshire, we were just on a lake.
Yeah, I mean, there's not
a lot
of
reason. And you had to get water from a well.
Nice.
It was alarming.
That feels manly. Getting water from the well.
Yeah.
Dig in there. Well, if you have New Hampshire, you got to have the other one next to it. Vermont at number four.
All right.
My guess is whatever factors there were for New Hampshire, it's pretty much the same for Vermont. I just lump those two in the same.
Yeah.
To me, they're like the Dakotas or the Carolinas. They're the same doggone state.
You also have to look at two other factors in that, just based on the fact that maybe what I'm saying, there's not a lot of opportunities. There's not a lot of also universities and colleges.
Gotcha.
Like there's the University of Burlington. Mm-hmm. But if you look at Vermont as a scale, I mean, maybe there's probably a pretty decent college in Manchester, New Hampshire. But if you're in Wyoming, if you're in North Dakota, you know, the other option of not going into the military is maybe getting some higher education.
Right.
So that's not available, you know.
Sure. Most patriotic states in America, number three, going home, Ted, Maryland. My guess would be...
Annapolis is there.
My guess is it's also the kind of the same situation as Virginia. Is there a lot of federal workers that end up living in Maryland?
Southern Maryland. Absolutely. Southern and Western Maryland. And again, it just radiates out of our nation's capital.
Aberdeen. So
Aberdeen Proving Grounds. Fort Meade, I want to say, is there. The Annapolis.
Camp David.
Yeah, you have the United States Naval Academy.
There you go.
You also have the NSA headquarters.
Gotcha. So, yeah, plenty of federal workers out there.
There's
plenty of federal
camp. There's secret buildings in Maryland.
Camp David
to
the west.
Underground.
Nice.
Yeah. So they're like just as tall as like a skyscraper you'd see in Seattle, except they're all down.
Ah.
I like this. Someone says Wyoming made the list because all 427 residents voted.
Yeah, they did it. Good job, Wyoming.
The voting thing's big, too. Like, when you grew up in the Maryland area, like, you're so attached to the federal government. Like,
sure.
You can't escape.
Right. Everybody's going to vote.
Sure. Number two, sleeper state, Alaska is the number two most patriotic state in America.
That does not surprise me at all.
It surprises me a little bit because I don't know about any kind of military participation out there.
Well, think about the Navy. You know, all the bases they have for...
Sure.
Submarines, battleships.
Oh, that makes
sense. You
got
to remember, you can see Russia. So
exactly.
It's kind of a convenient place to...
Pretty good front right out
there. Park your car right there.
And this is the number one most patriotic state due to voting rates, veterans and active members of the military, and volunteers. Ted, you absolutely nailed it, buddy.
Wow.
Montana, number one.
Well done.
Nice work.
By the way, us here in Washington ranked number 14 on that list.
All right. Who came 50th?
50th.
Hawaii.
No. Now I got to go bigger than that.
Well, Pearl Harbor.
Number 50th. Least patriotic state.
New York.
New York. You nailed it, Ted. You got the best and the worst.
Damn.
Miles, you're not too far behind at 42 with West Virginia. So there you go on that one. Authorities in Japan were...
Come on, West Virginia. I thought this list, you guys, would be way up.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
No, they even got to be far back on that one. Jeez. Texas, actually 41. You guess Texas being higher?
Damn,
it is 41.
I'm saying shut your hole, Texas.
That's right. Shut up. Authorities in Japan were called about a drowned woman floating in the water, but there was a bit of a misunderstanding there.
What was that? I'll
tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.